Yes, another massive night last night, just over 700 guests in the Mount Airgill Hotel. Yeah, I mean, the Donegal Sports Star Awards over the last decade in terms of numbers has gradually increased and gone over 700 the last 2 years. It's really has become a it is a great success, and it was great to see so many people there last night from so many different sports. And you know, it's the one opportunity in the year for the different sporting organisations to come under the one roof, enjoy a social night, and then look at the different categories. To be nominated obviously is great, but to win obviously is even extra special. So yeah, great night, Oisin.
And Neil, fully deserving of her overall award last night again, Sinead Jennings. It was a remarkable story for Sinead to eventually make the Olympics, and at 39 years of age to make an Olympic final. It was a huge achievement by her, and fully deserving to be now the record three-time winner of the overall award.
Absolutely, Oisin. We never had a debate on the overall winner for this year's awards. Once we went down through the nominations and picked our individual sporting winners, we shortlisted six of them, but it didn't actually go to a debate. It was a foregone conclusion. A girl that finishes sixth in the Olympic Games final is worthy of any Sports Star Awards, overall winner in any county or country. Yeah. So it was always worthwhile. And to be, I didn't realise until I was informed during the week that this was her third time to win the overall award. So she's a record breaker now in that sense as well, yeah, in the sense that we have three others that have got two awards. But she's gone one step further now in three overall awards in the past 41 years.
And it just shows you that, and we've seen this week as well, particularly in the tennis, that age now doesn't become a huge factor in sport, because Sinead was 39. And if we go back to her previous two ones, it was 2001 and 2006. So there was 9 years since she last won the overall award. But her performance at her age was phenomenal.
Her performance is phenomenal, but it's like all sports. If you work, you achieve. If you want it, you'll get it. And if you go out there and strive to achieve and strive to better yourself. I remember Sinead Jennings as a young 17, 18-year-old girl running cross country with County Donegal back in the day, as I say. And I mean, even then she was competitive and wasn't happy with her performances, and started, and as I've watched, she has developed from there into an Olympian athlete, into a world champion. And you know, and in all sports we have the same. I mean, we talk about all the winners last night. Every one of them has to achieve, but every one of them works hard to achieve. And again, that's what it's all about.
Mm-hmm. A lot of winners. There was 42 categories in total, gentlemen, but we'll just look at the shortlist for the overall award first of all. Two of them, two other Olympians in there, Brendan Boyce, who won the Athletics Award, and Chloe McGee, winner of the Badminton Awards. Declan.
Yeah, indeed. I mean, I suppose it was an extraordinary year for Donegal to have six people at the Olympics for a start, and two of those along with Sinead Jennings, made the shortlist. Brendan Boyce, who his second Olympics and finished 19th in the 50k walk, an extraordinary performance from Brendan. Unfortunately, wasn't able to be there last night. He's away training abroad now. Chloe McGee again wasn't able to be there. Again, she's in training again. Had a great year, and also capped that off by being in Rio. And that's the third time Chloe McGee has represented her country. So absolutely fantastic.
Yeah. And Neil, two other of the nominees for the overall, also category winners as well, Manus Kelly and Donald Bart, winners of the Donegal International Rally last year, and young Rhys Irwin from Kilmacrenan. So motorsport was very much to the fore in the nominees, and the individual sport winners as well.
Absolutely, Oisin. And again, it's the one of the main factors of the Donegal Sports Star Awards is that we are learning more about different sports and different circumstances and different athletes throughout the county. Rhys Irwin, I mean, he's improving all the time, and one wonders where he will actually finish up. He could be Grand Prix motorcyclist in a couple of years' time, and hopefully so. I seen him on crutches last night because he's playing a bit of rugby and hurt his ankle, but in reality that's neither here nor there. He will improve and he will continue to go. Manus Kelly and Donald Barrett, I mean, this was a very historic year, the third all Donegal team to win the Donegal International Rally, and only won it by half a second on the last stage. You know, where could you go? That is sport. That's what real sport's about, the drama and the and the panic at the finish to get there.
Yeah, yeah. And I suppose in the Gaelic Games front as well, when you get an All-Star, you're obviously going to be a contender in the Gaelic Games category. And Ryan McHugh from Kilcar, rightly deserving of the GAA Award. And we have to mention the Special Recognition Award as well for the McHugh family, yeah, with Mark and Martin also being honoured last night.
Yeah, indeed. It was a very special night for the McHughs. Ryan, of course, picking up the GAA Award, and really not much argument about that in that category after him picking up an All-Star in 2016, Oisin. And we decided in the last couple of months to recognise the McHughs in terms of three All-Stars and one family, only the second in the country after the Brogans in Dublin, to achieve that. Of course, Martin taking the All-Star in 92 and Mark in 2012, and of course Ryan last year. So it was a unique award, the Sports Acknowledgement Award last night, and I can tell you the McHughs were delighted to be recognised. It was the first time that they've been formally recognised for that. And of course it was an extra special day yesterday for Mark,
correct,
he became a dad yesterday.
Yeah, so congratulations to Mark, and hope Mum and Bibby are all doing well. Many congratulations, Mark. Elsewhere last night as well, there was Olympic recognition. We mentioned this too. There was a number of Olympians to the fore. We mentioned Sinead, Neil, we've mentioned Brendan and Chloe as well. But the rest of them was...
There was also Mark English, yeah. Rena McCarron Rooney, who competed in the Paralympics, Patsy McGonigal, and who am I missing? There's another one there, sorry.
Yeah, Tori Pina.
Tori Pina and the pole vault, that's right, yeah. And again, these people are the people that achieve success and go to the Olympic Games. And Rena McCarron made a special effort, who came the whole way from Galway yesterday and was still back up in Dublin this morning for a coaching session at 10 o'clock. So, you know, it was a nice mark of respect to us that she actually made the journey, and we were delighted to have her there and to honour her, as well as the able-bodied athletes that were all there. So again, Olympic year is Olympic year, and it comes around every 4 years. It's a separate entity from our own national governing body, sports, but we get there and that's what it's all about. And to have seven in Donegal, or six competitors and a team manager in Donegal, there's not many counties when you think that there was only something in the region of 85 or 90 athletes in Rio altogether, mm-hmm, putting out the rest of the counties.
Yeah.
Okay, but, you know, it's a fine achievement to have, mm-hmm, so many. And again, these people come, we've watched them growing up in Donegal, apart from the Rena McCarron and apart from Tori Pina, the rest of them have all been involved at juvenile level in their own sport in the county, and have developed from there. They've gone on naturally because they have to, at the top of their career, they have to be at warm weather training or at altitude training or preparing indoors for a major championships. Chloe's training now for the European Championships in 2 weeks' time, and, you know, competition in Germany next weekend, and the team were all together in Dublin and she just couldn't make it. Mm-hmm. And same with Mark and Brenton, they're away. Tori is retired from international athletics now, but she's still registering and competing with Finn Balley at club level when she's available.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's try and run through the other results. Now, we're not going to be able to discuss all the winners, because if we were to do that, we could be here to the middle of the night, because there was 40-odd categories last night at the awards. So I'll run through a number of the other winners. The Basketball Awards going to Sean McGettigan from North Star. The Boxing Award was won by Brett McGinty of Oak Leaf in Derry, of course, Aishan Johnson native. Rhiann McDermott from Birch was the Camogie winner. Clay Pigeon Shooting went to Joe O'Donnell of Carrigans and St Johnston. The Q Sports winner last night was Sean Deveney from Northwest Snooker Club. John Flood of Milford, who's represented Ireland as well, winning the Darts Award. The Special Athlete Award was Wes Lennox from the Nemo Special Olympics Swim Club in Ballyshannon. They had a big night last night. Claire McElwain, all four winners have been told, isn't that right? Yeah, all four winners. Declan, just to confirm the...
Yeah, all four, we decided to recognise all four. All four had significant achievements, and the judging committee felt that it would be only fair to honour all four. And that was a very special thing last night, because the crowd, the reaction when those four young people, Erin Rooney, Lisa Lennox, Cormac Sweeney and Ethan Daly, went up on stage, it was extra special, and those four really enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's one of the memorable moments of Sports Star Awards.
A very special part of last night.
Mm-hmm. Also, cycling, Claire McIlwain from Letterkenny and the Phoenix Club in Belfast was the winner. Gavin Harley from Rathdonald in Letterkenny, who was the equestrian winner and has a huge year and was very, very close in other categories as well, Neil.
Yeah, Gavin has been successful, and again, when we were shortlisting the winners or the nominees for the overall award, Gavin was in there as well, but we shortlisted it down to six eventually, and he's a name for the future as well that's going to go on, and he is achieving. He's an equestrian competitor, and again, he's ranked number one in his age group in Ireland, and going forward, he appears to be in line for maybe even Olympic participation in the future if he continues to improve.
It could be on the horizon for him. Golf, Patrick Page of Letterkenny was the winner in that category. Emily O'Connor from Letterkenny Community Gymnastics Club was the gymnastics winner. Avril McNamee from McCool's, who had a big year in 2016, particularly in America, winning the handball category. Alexander Tinney of Raphoe was the hockey winner. Lee Henderson of McCool's, who helped guide his side to an Ulster final, winning the hurling award. Stephen John Carlin from the Northwest Shotokan Karate Club was the winner of the martial arts. We'll be going back to karate in just a moment, because there was another award for the club as well last night. We mentioned all our Olympians and the motorsport winners, Rhys Erwin of Kilmacrennan and Manus Kelly, and Donal Barr from Glen Swally and Milford winning the motorsport award. Powerlifting, there was a number of nominees for this. The winner was Paulina Coleman from Stranorler, who has taken some international medals. The Professional Sport Achievement Award went to Conrad Logan, who is currently with Rochdale. Not a good day for them in the FA Cup today, but he did help Hibs, of course, in cup competition in 2016. Our overall winner, Sinead Jennings, won the rowing award. Nora Stapledon of Fawn was the rugby winner. The soccer winner, Roman McLaughlin of Piemont United in Dublin, was the winner of the soccer. And I suppose Declan's been a big year for her, progressing from under-19 for Ireland up into seniors. And she'll be playing Champions League football with Shelburne next season as well.
Well, I think it demonstrates the calibre of Roma McLaughlin, that she's now gone to Shelburne. She had an outstanding 2016, and she's now in the senior Republic of Ireland squad. And it looks like she has a very, very good career in front of her.
Some of the other winners. The Surf Lifesaving Award was won by Truna McMenamin from Letterkenny. In swimming, we have Aidan O'Rourke from City of Derry Swimming Club was the winner there. The Triathlon Award went to Aidan Callaghan from Letterkenny 24/7. And then there was a whole host of school winners. And there's huge nominations for these every year, and huge entries be submitted. And they're always very, very popular categories, the schools. Absolutely. Both primary and secondary.
Yeah, our primary schools, we split it this year, were the overall school awards. We split them into two different categories, one for a school roll of under 100 and one for over 100. And coming National School in Cloughan were the winners of the small school, and Lurgie Brack National School in Letterkenny were the winners of the larger school. The nominations for the secondary boy and secondary girl, there was between the two categories, there were 29 names in it. And again, it was a lot of work. Not a major problem, but we enjoy that, as I say, as a committee. We debate, we discuss, we always come out with the winner, and I think we made the right decisions this year again. Amy Boyle Carr, who's a school's international soccer player, a very good international soccer player at under 15, under 16, and now at under 17 level. And James Kelly from the Royal and Prior and Comprehensive and Raphoe won the boys' award. He was unbeaten in shot put this year, indoor, outdoor, at club and schools level, and won the schools international shot put, and actually received the award for the best throws performance at the schools international this year. So those are the schools, and of course Cairn Community School won the secondary schools award.